From Washington, this is VOA News. Four dead, at least 300 missing after South Korean ferry sinks. Armed pro-Russian sees Ukraine military vehicles. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Four people are dead and about 300 others are still missing after a ferry capsized off the southern coast of South Korea Wednesday with more than 460 people on board. Coast Guard officials say 174 people have been rescued. Many, though, are feared trapped in the submerged ship or stranded in the water. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports.
South Korean authorities say the passenger ferry was carrying 459 people when it sent out a distress signal at 9 o'clock in the morning. Reports quoted passengers saying they heard a loud noise before the 6,000-ton vessel began to tilt and then capsize and sink. Most of those on board were high school students headed from Incheon to the southern resort island Jeju on a four-day school trip. Kang Byung-kyu is a minister of security and public administration. He says as part of search and rescue efforts, they will send three cranes to lift the sunken ship in the next 2 days. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Seoul.
South Korean Navy SEALs are continuing their search inside the sunken vessel, but officials warn those trapped inside may not have survived. Officials say they are not sure what caused the ship to sink, but some survivors reported hearing a loud impact before the vessel rolled onto its side. The robotic submarine searching for the wreckage from the missing Malaysian airliner passenger jet was once again forced to cut short its mission Wednesday. The Australian agency coordinating the search says an unspecified technical problem forced the Bluefin 21 autonomous underwater vehicle to resurface. It is using sonar to create a three-dimensional image of the floor of the southern Indian Ocean, where the Boeing 777 is believed to have crashed. U.S. Navy officials warn it could take up to 2 months for the submarine to search the 600-square-kilometer area, which has never been mapped. Masked pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine seized armored vehicles from the Ukrainian army Wednesday in a humiliating blow to Ukrainian efforts to recapture towns controlled by pro-Moscow partisans. The Ukrainian soldiers in the vehicles near Slovyansk mounted no resistance, allowing the partisans to mount Russian flags on the vehicles and drive them into the city, where they were greeted by cheering supporters. There were also reports of some Ukrainian soldiers switching sides once confronted by the Moscow loyalists. Witnesses say a second armored Ukrainian column moving toward Slovyansk was stopped by a crowd blocking the roadway. Western journalists say the Ukrainian occupants were only allowed to retreat after disabling their firearms. A Ukrainian envoy says he's hopeful four-way Ukraine talks Thursday in Geneva will deter further Russian military aggression in his country. Lisa Schlein reports.
Foreign ministers from the United States, European Union, Russia, and Ukraine are to hold crisis talks Thursday in an effort to prevent the standoff between Russia and Ukraine from spiraling out of control. Ukrainian ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva, Yuri Klimenko, says it will not be easy to restore stability in his country, nor to get Russia to back off.
This meeting will not consider the issues pertaining to the internal affairs of Ukraine, but measures for the escalation of pressure on the borders of Ukraine, as well as ways for resuming trade and economic relations between Ukraine and Russia based on mutually profitable market principles.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Saudi Arabia's intelligence chief, Prince Bandar bin Sultan, stepped down from his post. According to Saudi state media, his resignation came at his own request. The 65-year-old prince is being replaced by his deputy, General Yusuf al-Idrisi. Prince Bandar had been spearheading Saudi efforts to unseat Syria's President Bashar al-Assad in the bitter and bloody Syrian civil war, supporting various Sunni rebel factions. A press freedom group says Iraq continues to lead the world in unsolved murders of journalists. In its annual Impunity Index, the New York-based Committee for the Protection of Journalists ranked Iraq first for the seventh consecutive year, saying 100 journalists have been killed there in the last decade. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says inflation is expected to rise slowly from current levels to the U.S. Central Bank's 2% target rate. In her first major policy speech, Janet Yellen told the Economic Club of New York the low rate of inflation appears due to temporary influences such as a deceleration in consumer energy prices. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News, more at voanews.com.